This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 406 for Wednesday, May 25th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker on Wednesday, taking back most of their recent gains, but still holding range-bound overall. Canola down $11 to over $30, July down $32.80 at $1,153.10 per ton. November it's down $11.40 at $1,054.80. European rapeseed, Malaysian palm oil, and Chicago soy oil were all down on the day with concerns over reduced Chinese demand for vegetable oil due to lockdowns in the country behind some of the selling pressure that's built into the canola market. Chart signals contributed to the losses, with the July contract dipping below its 20-day moving average. However, the contract did find support at the 100-day average, with the general uptrend still intact. Ongoing concerns over seeding delays across parts of the Canadian prairies helped temper the declines, with dryness issues in other regions also supportive. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were mostly lower, although turning mixed late in the day, wheat also mixed. Soybeans pressured by the possibility of reduced Chinese demand for vegetable oil, with the July contract down 12 cents at $16.81 per bushel. While U.S. spring seeding continues to run behind a normal, farmers have been making progress, and expectations for a big soybean crop this year contributed to the losses. Corn was lower for most of the day, but finished mixed at the final bell, the July contract moving up a half cent at $7.72 per bushel, the more deferred months all lower. China and Brazil have signed an agreement allowing Chinese imports of Brazilian corn, and that may cut into the demand from the country for U.S. origin supplies. However, dryness in Brazil was supportive, with that country's second corn crop likely seeing some yield damage from a lack of moisture. Wheat was mixed, with gains in Minneapolis spring wheat and losses in the winter wheats. Minneapolis up 3 cents in the July contract at $12.80 per bushel. Kansas City down 4 cents in July at $12.33 per bushel. Chicago wheat down 6 cents in the July contract at $11.48 per bushel. Talk that Russia may allow a humanitarian corridor in the Black Sea for Ukrainian vessels carrying grain for export did pressure the wheat market today, but ongoing concerns over the state of the U.S. winter wheat crop in the southern plains and persistent seeding delays for spring wheat to the north helped temper those losses and eventually led to the uptick in Minneapolis. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, May 25th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.